And finally, tonight, to close out the week, a gifted young talent you might have seen online.
Yeah, his name is Miles the Music Kid. That's what he's known as. And his videos are striking a chord with audiences around the world. William Brangham has the story for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Get a new audio track?
8-year-old Miles Bonham, a 4-foot music producing phenom,
transposing it down 12 semitones,
seemingly can do it all.
At first, I might just want to make music, not really have an idea. And then it's like, oh, okay, this is cool.
Miles has become an internet sensation. Millions of followers watch along as he puts his spin on others' songs or creates his own, the best of which he calls bangers. He started at age 4 on a little guitar and soon progressed to the piano. His parents, neither of whom are professional musicians, started sharing clips of him online. And before they knew it, Miles was producing full multi-track songs, complete with drums, bass, and vocals, using high-end recording software.
That's just who he is. He's just, it runs through him. Music is how he expresses himself, and it's just a huge passion of his.
His songs go through many, many permutations, and Miles says only about 1 in 10 achieve banger status.
So do you know when it's done and when you feel like, this is great, I'm finished, I can mix this now?
I mean, like, being a perfectionist, I always listen, like, a lot of times before I say it's done.
Miles, my man, my peer.
And that perfectionism has landed him some pretty cool friends, like Questlove of The Roots, who gifted Miles a drum set, and Grammy Award-winning producer Mark Ronson. Miles is part of a rising generation of precocious young musicians with huge online followings.
How do you keep it normal for him? How do you keep it so that he is just a regular 8-year-old boy living a life with a sister in your home and life? How do you do that?
That's a pretty easy question because he is a regular kid. I mean, he literally is a regular kid. He does all of the things that regular kids do. And it just so happens he's got this musical superpower on the side.
Their son is a rare breed, a social media superstar who doesn't have access to social media. Mom and Dad, who asked we not use their full names, say they walk a fine line between protecting Miles and supporting his passion.
We don't think it's healthy for kids to go on social media while their brains are developing, and so he's not getting that dopamine rush, and so he doesn't really care. He's just focused on having fun and doing the things that make him happy, like every other kid.
Every time a young phenom emerges, there's some group of people assume that there must be maniacal parents behind the scenes that are pressing the young person into this success. Is that the case? Is that what's going on here?
It's as far as possible from the truth in our case, right? If Miles tomorrow were to say, hey, Dad, when I grow up, I want to be a lawyer, or I want to be a tech entrepreneur, or I want to be whatever, like both of us would probably breathe a nice sigh of relief.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I think like a musician. Like a producer, songwriter. So I write my own songs and I sing my own songs.
Miles has just released his first original single, You Can Be a Hero, for a movie soundtrack. And at his age, this is likely just the beginning.
2, 3, 4. That's when I knew I was waiting for the somebody's a hero in me.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.
I love that his mom described his talent as his musical superpower. That's exactly what it is.
It is. He's found his thing. What a blessing. Good for you.